Abstract. This study analyzed the teaching methodologies applied by teachers in the decade from 2000 to 2010 and how these influenced the teaching-learning process of the subject of history. It is a research that was carried out to investigate the teaching methodologies applied by teachers in the area of history. Furthermore, it arises as a need to highlight the importance of the study of this area of knowledge, as a useful area for the formation of citizenship. Analytical and critical in the current socio-political context, both national and international. The study carried out focuses on the interpretive paradigm and oral history was used as a research method, and life history as a research technique. The main finding was that the type of education in this period revolved around traditional methodologies and went through a transformation process, since, during the first 7 years of the period under study, education was under the precepts of neoliberal governments, where the so-called school autonomy prevailed, which consisted of the commercialization of education. Something worth highlighting is that, in 2007, the Sandinista National Liberation Front, FSLN, returned, and the first thing it did was guarantee a free and quality education. One of the first actions was to carry out a curricular transformation with a competency-based approach, 2009, the return of the Educational Evaluation, Planning and Training Workshops, TEPS, today Interlearning Pedagogical Meetings, EPI. As a finding, it can be stated that the learning processes at the beginning of the 2000s were traditional, but with the return of the Government of Reconciliation and National Unity, GRUN, there were significant changes in the quality and quantity of education of the children and the Nicaraguans. Keywords: education, life history, teaching methodologies.